Chapter 8. To Stanford. I take Mom home, change my clothes, and go to Joy's house. When I get there, it's dark. I climb up to her bedroom window. She's reading. I hit the window quietly, and she jumps up from her bed. Joy opens the window with a sad face and says,
"Oh, Frank."
"Are you okay?" I say.
"We need to talk," says Joy.
She looks like she is going to cry.
"We have to stop dating," Joy says.
"What?" I say. "No."
"We can't have a relationship," Joy says. "Our families don't want us to have one, so it's too difficult."
"But I love you, and you love me," I say in a quiet voice, and kiss her. But kissing her already feels strange. She feels strange.
"We can't be together, Frank," she says, and turns away. "I'm sorry."
I start to climb down from Joy's window, but it is dark. And suddenly I fall. "Well, that's just great," I think. I'm falling. The next day, I go to the doctor. I didn't break my foot in the fall, but I hurt it, and now it's difficult to walk. At home, I sit next to Dad on the sofa. Bing bong, someone is at the door.
"Frankie! Q here,"
Mom shouts. I tell Q about Joy.
"Oh no," he says. "Come here, come here."
He gives me a hug. We decide to play a video game, and I quickly feel better. Soon, we are both laughing and shouting. "Thank you, Q."
"You eating melon?"
Mom shouts from downstairs. Then she comes up and gives me and Q a big bowl of yellow melon. "Thank you, Mom." The weeks pass. I play games with Q and eat melon. Joy and her family go to Paris for 2 weeks. When they get home, they come to our house. "We are very sorry to hear about the cancer," they say to Dad.
"It's okay," Dad says. "Thanks much."
That night, I am in the garden, and I hear something in the trees. It's an animal, a huge animal, and it has green hair.
"You're crazy,"
I say when I see Joy.
"I leave for university tomorrow," she says. "And I want to say sorry. I'm really sorry."
I just look at her. I can't speak.
"You're my best friend, and I don't want to lose you," she says. "I love you, Frankie, and I will always love you. We just couldn't be together."
"I love you too," I say to Joy. Joy smiles and turns to go. I watch her black and green hair go back into the trees. The last 2 weeks of summer pass. My foot is better, and Q and I play our last game. Dad is really ill, and he can't eat much. But he wants to talk to me because I'm going to college tomorrow.
"I am Korean," he says. "You Korean too, but you also American boy. We are different, but we are same. You understand?" he says. "Anyway."
Then he's quiet. "What, Dad? Anyway what?" I say.
"I love you, my son. I very love you. Okay?"
I want to cry. I look at Dad, and he's really thin and white. It's difficult to speak, but I say in a quiet voice, I love you too, Dad.
I have beautiful life, he says. Beautiful wife I having. Beautiful son and daughter. You tell Hannah my life is best life.
You tell her, Dad, I say. Please talk to Hannah, Dad. She has important things to tell you.
Okay, Frank. Okay, he says. I going sleep now.
The next morning, I go to Q's house to say goodbye. He kisses me on the mouth, and I see that his eyes are wet. What's wrong? I say, and he kisses me on the mouth again.
Please don't tell anyone, he says.
And suddenly, I understand. Q is living with a secret. I look at his face and see that it is beautiful. One day you will have a boyfriend, I say, and he will be very happy.
I'm going to miss you, says Q.
I'm going to miss you too, I say. I drive away from Q's house. I am driving to a new life at university, to a new me. I have one name. It's Frank. I don't have two names, an American name and a Korean name, because I'm not two people. Frank is my first name, and Sungmin is my middle name. I have 2 months at university, and then Mom rings me.
You coming home,
she says. I understand. Dad is going to die soon. At home, Hannah is with Dad in his bedroom. Her husband, Miles, is there too. Dad has his hand on Hannah's stomach. She's having a baby girl, and her name will be Sunny Lane. We have 3 days together, and then it's time for Dad to leave. Everyone comes to Dad's funeral. The APs are there, and the Limbos. Q is there with Yvonne. Britt is there. Even Wu is there. I see Joy. She hugs me, and I start to cry. I cry and cry. 3 days later, I go back to university. Hannah and Miles stay with Mom. She wants to buy them some baby clothes. Q's sister, Yvonne, comes with me because she's at Stanford, too. When we get there, Yvonne gets out of the car. She looks at me and smiles her most wonderful smile. I get out of the car and decide to walk around the university. I get to a wall and walk with my hand on the wall as it goes left, right, left, right. Then I come to the end of the wall and I walk on. Penguin Readers, Frankly in Love, David Yoon, Level 3, retold by Hannah Fish, illustrated by Hannah Lee, series editor, Sorrel Pitts, read by Arthur Lee. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.